precious promises. These promises are not found in the booklet entitled Exceeding Great and Precious Promises, but there are promises that we found in the scriptures nonetheless. For the purposes of this recording, we will not be giving the citation. We will just simply read the scripture. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. The righteous are guided and protected by the Lord. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I lie down and sleep. I wake up again, because the Lord continues to support me. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Let all who run to you for protection always sing joyful songs. Provide shelter for those who truly love you, and let them rejoice. Our Lord, you bless those who live right, and you shield them with your kindness. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. God, who is the Savior of the upright in heart, is my breastplate. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in the time of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Because of the oppression of the afflicted, because of the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith Jehovah. I will set him in safety, at whom they puff. Hurting with double-tongued flatterings arising from double hearts. The words of Jehovah, in contrast, are pure words, silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. You, Lord, are all I have, and you give me all I need. My future is in your hands. How wonderful are your gifts to me, how good they are. Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing, seeing no evil purpose in me. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness. O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings, from the wicked that oppresseth me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. I will call upon Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. On the day disaster struck, they came and attacked. But you defended me. When I was fenced in, you freed and rescued me because you love me. So the Lord restored me according to my righteousness, because my hands were clean in his sight. To the holy you show your gracious love. You deliver the oppressed, but you bring down those who exalt themselves in their own eyes. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth loving kindness to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Jehovah, among the nations, and will sing praises unto thy name. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand by his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. I praise you, Lord, for answering my prayers. You are my strong shield, and I trust you completely. You have helped me, and I will celebrate and thank you in song. You give strength to your people, Lord, and you save and protect your chosen ones. Come save us and bless us. Be our shepherd, and always carry us in your arms. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in beauty of holiness. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Make thy face shine upon thy servant. Save me in thy loving kindness. O how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Blessed be Jehovah, for he hath showed me his marvelous loving kindness in a strong city. Oh, have love for the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord keeps safe from danger all those who are true to him, and gives the workers of pride their right reward. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. He loveth righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of Jehovah. Behold, the eye of Jehovah is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his loving kindness. Our soul hath waited for Jehovah. He is our help and our shield. Let thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, be upon us, according as we have hoped in thee. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. This poor, humble, meek, afflicted man, Jesus, cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want in them that fear him. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Jehovah redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that take refuge in him shall be condemned. Thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, is in the heavens. Thy faithfulness reacheth unto the skies. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Withhold not thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. I am weak and poor, O Lord, but you have not forgotten me. You are my Savior and my God. Hurry to my aid. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him, and not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in thy day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, and a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. He will send from heaven and save me. When he that would swallow me up reproacheth, God will send forth his loving kindness and his truth. I have confidence in your strength. You are my refuge, O God. To you, O my strength, I will sing, for God is my refuge and the God of my loving kindness. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform thy vows. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causeth to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with thy goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. O bless our God, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor, and my adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I look for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord, and I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosened my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. You will increase my honor and comfort me once again. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. In Salem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. And they remembered that God was their rock and the Most High God their Redeemer. But they flattered him with their mouth and lied unto him with their tongue, for their heart was not right with him. Neither were they faithful in his covenant, But he, being merciful, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many times he turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. And he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that dwellest between the cherubims. Shine forth, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Show us thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, and grant us thy salvation. Loving kindness and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and abundant in loving kindness unto all them that call upon thee. In the day of trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify thy name for evermore. For great is thy loving kindness toward me. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it, and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast holpen me, and comforted me. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Blessed is the man whom thou chasteneth, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. If the Lord hath not been my helper, I would have quickly become silent. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, held me up. When my anxious inner thoughts became overwhelming, your comfort encourages me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of all their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. The Lord remembereth us and will bless us. He will bless everyone who honors him, the great and the small alike. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? O praise Jehovah, all ye nations, laud him, all ye peoples, for his loving kindness is great toward us, and the truth of Jehovah endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness endureth forever. Let Israel now say, thy loving kindness endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his loving kindness endureth forever. Let them now that fear Jehovah say that his loving kindness endureth forever. Out of my distress I called upon Jehovah. Jehovah answered me and set me in a large place. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. I will not give sleep to my eyes, or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descendeth upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commandeth the blessing, even life for evermore. O give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness endureth forever. Who remembereth us in our low estate, for his loving kindness endureth forever, and hath delivered us from our adversaries, for his loving kindness endureth forever. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou wilt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand will save me. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. And when I awake, I am still with thee. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You have power to save me, and you keep me safe in every battle. Think of my prayer as sweet-smelling incense, and think of my lifted hands as an evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. When my spirit fainteth within me, then you knew my path. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I put my trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Blessed be Jehovah, my rock, who teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I take refuge. Jehovah is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great loving kindness. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. The Lord lifts up the humble. Jehovah taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his loving kindness. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. He showeth his word unto Jacob, and his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He adorneth the humble with salvation. Remember mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us acceptable in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. My prayer is that light will flood your hearts, and that you will understand the hope that was given to you when God chose you. Then you will discover the blessings that will be yours together with all of God's people. I want you to know about the great and mighty power that God has for us followers. It is the same wonderful power that he used when he raised Christ from death and let him sit at the right side in heaven. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins, but God, being rich in mercy because of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who, in exercise of his power that is at work within us, is able to do infinitely beyond all our highest prayers or thoughts, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, world without end. Amen. I then, the prisoner of the Lord, make this request from my heart, that you will see that your behavior is a credit to the position which God's purpose hath given you, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, that ye put off, concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Don't give the devil any opportunity to work. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, even as God also in Christ forgave you. Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. The fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what is the will of the Lord, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Stand therefore, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And beside all these, take the great shield of faith, on which you will be able to quench all the flaming darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Because to you it was graciously given on behalf of Christ, not only to believe into him, but also to suffer on his account. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, who shall transform our body of humiliation into conformity to his body of glory, according to the working of the power which he has given even to subdue all things unto himself, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.